Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Cardi B is officially a pioneer. Disappointment for the Beehive. New music coming from Kanye and new movies to check out this weekend. Melissa has a juice coming up.
Tristan Thompson's been kicked out of his house, but when Chloe finds this out, he'll be happy he's gone.
Ramirez in for Wiggy with sports.
Yeah, good news and bad news for the Patriots.
All right, but first, well, there's some fun changes coming to Boston City Hall Plaza. So you know how they had Boston Winter? Well, the next installment of Boston Season will feature a spring exhibit. So on May 4th, the plaza is going to turn into, they're calling it the patios, and it'll feature 9 custom patio areas, including a brew yard, ice cream, and free mini golf. And then, Melissa, you'll love this. They're also going to have Wag Wednesday, where a rescue organization is going to bring in puppies so you can play with them and learn about adopting. And then, you know, I love this. The Boston Public Library will bring in books in its bibliocycle. I love it. Cardi B is a pioneer. She's on the Time 100 list of the 100 most influential pioneers, leaders, titans, artists, and icons of 2018. Also on the pioneer list, we have Tiffany Haddish, Olympian Chloe Kim, Issa Rae, and Trevor Noah. Rihanna made the icon list along with J-Lo and my boy Chadwick Boseman. Influential artists include Black Panther director Ryan Coogler, Stranger Things Millie Bobby Brown, The Shy's Lena Waithe, Wonder Woman Gal Gadot, and Sterling K. Brown. And my girl Oprah is in the Titan category. Well, the Beehive is out of luck. Beyonce will be slaying again this weekend at Coachella, but you will not be able to see it unless you have a ticket and can go. Her performance, which I hear is actually different from last weekend's epic performance, they're not going to live stream it.
I'm so pissed about that. I'm pissed about that, and I'm pissed about... Isn't it... Are they not streaming any of it this weekend?
No, none of the performances, because traditionally they've only live streamed the first weekend.
That really makes me sad. I legit spent almost my entire last weekend live streaming Coachella, and I was so excited to see The Weeknd again tonight, and they're not going to stream it.
You're going to have to find something else to do this weekend.
Somebody will have it on Periscope or something.
Maybe
I'll
find it. Maybe you can lay on your couch and watch something else on your phone for 4 hours.
Shut up.
New music coming from Kanye. Well, while he was tweeting his philosophy book, he dropped in that he's putting out 2 new albums soon. One will be a solo album with 7 songs. That'll come out on June 1st. And the other will be an album with Kid Cudi called Kid See Ghost. And that's out on June 8th. Also new music, by the way, J. Cole's new album is out today, K.O. And new movies this weekend. We have I Feel Pretty with Amy Schumer.
I want to see that.
Super Troopers 2 and Traffic, the one with Paula Patton and Omar Epps.
Nobody cares. 7 days from Infinity War.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Love & Hip Hop Stevie J is going through some legal issues for failing to pay child support, and now looks like he'll have another mouth to feed soon. Word is Stevie J has gotten another woman pregnant, this time a 20-year-old named Misha Perry. Rumor has it that he's been in a secret relationship with this woman, although Stevie is denying it on Instagram, posting something along the lines of "Don't believe the hype. I love my family. I'll protect my children by any means necessary." Blah blah blah. So we'll find out soon enough if this is true. Nelly's girlfriend has had his back in his whole rape case. Now she's gonna have to prove it. Chantel Jackson has been subpoenaed and is gonna have to take the stand in the case of Monique Green versus Nelly. She's one of the women that's been accusing him of raping her when he was overseas on his tour. And Chantel had said that there's no way Nelly could have raped this woman because she was with him for the entire tour. Well, she's going to have to go up on the stand and prove that she was with him. I'm talking receipts, like photos, airline tickets, social media posts, bank receipts, all kinds of stuff. So if she was lying, we're going to find out soon enough. And Chloe about to have another bomb dropped on her. Word is one of Tristan's jump-offs is pregnant. Lonnie, she was the one that we first caught wind of. Remember the one that she was in the hotel with him over that weekend?
Yeah.
Her name's Lonnie Blair. She's a bottle service girl from New York City. And supposedly, I have no idea how this blogging site knows her menstrual cycle, but this blogging site is saying that she is late on her period.
There's an app for that, Melissa. You didn't know that?
Actually, I use that app. No, yeah. She's late with having her period, and they're saying she's pregnant.
Nice.
So, I mean, I guess we'll find out with that soon enough, too. Who knows?
Congrats.
My bet is yes, she is. Damn. Here's Romero with sports.
All right. A lot of stuff in the sports realm today. First of all, your Red Sox are on fire. They are 16-2. They just won their 7th in a row last night, sweeping the Angels 8-2. 5-2. Tonight, they're going to beat Oakland starting at 10:05 with Drew Pomeranz on the mound, all right? Bruins, they won game four.
Good they're game.
Up, they are now up 3-1 on Toronto. They won 4-1 yesterday, and they're going to end the series tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
I believe it was 3-1 last night, wasn't it?
Was it 3-1?
Yeah, it was 3-1.
I don't know. Black Machismo gave me the score.
Yeah.
Black Machismo. Are you a hockey person?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Well, awesome. I was watching the games, though. Okay. But I did fall asleep, but I did know it was 3-1.
Did Tuukka Rask really make 31 out of 32
yes.
saves?
Yes, he did.
All right. Let me ask the white person in the room about hockey from now on. Basketball, though. Basketball. But you got this right. Celtics, game three tonight. They're up 2-0. It's tip-offs at 9:30, and they're going to beat the Bucks once again. The Patriots announced their schedule yesterday for 2018-2019.
Yes.
Man. It looks like garbage time for them. They're playing some crap next season. They're kicking it off. Week one is going to be versus the Houston Texans. They are finally getting some serious respect from the NFL, okay? For the month of October, 3 out of 4 games, primetime games. First game of November, a primetime game. 4 out of 5 weeks, they are going to be a primetime game.
So that means late nights and having to wake up super early for us.
Well, it's going to suck for us, but
it's going to suck for us.
It's respect for them.
Yeah.
And bad news for the Patriots. Former broadcaster / Hall of Famer Gil Santos.
So sad.
Passed away yesterday at the age of 80.
Kick is on the way, and it is good! It's good! It's good!
Legend.
That legend right there. RIP to Gil Santos, and that is your sports.
All right, partly cloudy today, 52 for your high. Same tomorrow, 54 for your high, and it'll be sunny on Sunday, 56 for your high. 37 degrees right now. This report made hot by Sullivan Tire and Auto Service, online at SullivanTire.com.